And it is the time where we bring in our guest this morning. Our last time we'll be having a chat with Professor John Fischetti for 2017. Now, I've got to say, firstly, you're looking a little bit different this morning. I can't quite put my finger on it. Have you had a haircut? Have you, in a sense?
Absolutely.
Yeah, what have you done?
I don't know. You'll have to guess.
Oh, I know what it is. The moustache.
Yeah, we're
the first time we've not seen you without a moustache.
Yeah, we'll give it a rest. We'll grow it back in 2018.
Okay. Fair enough. Well, he's looking $1 million. He always does when he comes in and joins us. And we've got our other guests to all interviews this week that we're putting a video to. We'll actually have our Christmas dog. So the three of us are going to be here.
It builds a calming effect.
A very calming effect. Allegedly a reindeer, but he's a dog. We'll just leave him there. Mate, it's been a big year in education this year. What are some of the things we look back on?
I just thought, Mark, we'd pick two or three of those things I'll call game-changing from the educational research this year. We've talked about them, but I think summarizing them at this time of year could even change people's behavior in the next 2 weeks. The first one we did a few weeks ago, and I think we can just briefly summarize it. If we have these devices in the neighborhood, we have them on the desk, we have them next to us, we even have them next to our bed, even if they're not on, our brains are cognitively so wired to wonder, did someone text or tweet or Snapchat or some other social media messenger, that they might actually distract us from the actually being in this moment. So the research out of the University of Texas Austin earlier this year said if we really want to have a proper conversation without the distraction, they're not only off, they're in the other room. And this is true in relationships, it's true in school, it's true at work, that everybody now is so hardwired to wonder that it doesn't even matter if anything's going off, we're still thinking about it, even if we don't realize it.
It makes sense. Earlier this year, my phone broke down and I had to get a new one. And there was like 2 days where I was without a mobile device. And it actually, I felt different. It seemed different to not be concerned about, wasn't able to get emails when I was out, wasn't able to look at social media or text messaging and mobile phone. It was like, oh, this is like 1995 all over again.
And
we had them.
There is an addiction that happens when the habit of the mind is to constantly be wondering and thinking we can check it. My recommendation over these holidays, many people will have a few days off in a row, turn it off. Just see what happens. Put it in the other room. At supper, turn it off. Because we have now people at supper, they're reaching off, they're just getting on their phones. Oh, I'll be right back. That's actually distracting from our relationship. So a switched off holiday season is my recommendation. Give it a chance.
I go this far. As long as anybody doesn't have it when you're out having dinner or lunch with them, that's the time to turn it off. That's
absolutely
annoying.
Yep.
And I do it too.
We all yep. do. So the other is that we've learned from some of the research on schooling that passion, helping young people discover their passion and organizing the school day and curriculum around that actually can have benefit in the non-passionate subject areas that students are willing to put up with. So programs around Australia, around the world, like Big Picture Australia, we've talked about that maybe a year ago or so, are really taking off because young people are traditionally kind of bored with the sit and get, the approach where you sit in classrooms and watch teachers work for most of their day. And programs inside of schools or whole school models have now emerged, which are centering it around students doing things that they choose to do that are focused on the curriculum, but in the ways you want to accomplish them.
Yeah, so I guess adjusting the school day to sort of fit where students are at instead of fitting the students into this one-size-fits-all, which we know pretty much doesn't a lot of the time.
And as simplistically, that can be giving choice in reading, because we've talked earlier this year about the research on if you want to improve literacy, you let kids read and you read with them. But so that's a simple one. If you want to give them a choice, you don't have to read the standard text. But more profoundly than that is letting students do things that they're really thinking they might do later on in life, from even year three on. So if you're thinking you're interested in one of the trades, you're interested in an academic pursuit, you're interested in just what a chemist does, you visit with them and you build that into the school. Then when I'm back in the traditional school, I understand why I need to know the science, the maths, the history. And it doesn't mean that's all we do. We have to do traditional literacy and numeracy, but it gives that spark. And once that passion happens, young people's cognitive capacity explodes.
In a way of speaking, it's not actually going to close students' mind off to all that other stuff. It's actually open it up to want to learn all of that other stuff because
motivation.
There's a reason for it.
Motivation, yeah. Intrinsic motivation. It has to start with what we're wanting to do, not what somebody else is trying to give us a mark to. Once that happens, the sky's the limit.
Well, that's 2017 pretty much done for us. You'll be back joining us after the break. What do we think is going to happen next year? Well, I mean, something big that's on the way?
Some of it at the federal government level depends on budgetary restrictions. You'll notice that they're likely to be cutting higher education just in the next couple of days. They'll call them savings, but they're actually budget cuts. And for the K-12 schooling, the Gonski reform will be formalized, and we'll see how much different schools get that have students with special needs or students who have extra needs, because that's going to be the key for schools being able to provide some of that differentiation we just were talking about.
Well, John, we'll cover those topics and a lot more after the Christmas New Year break. Thanks for your help with us for 2017 and before that as well. We'll catch you after Christmas.
Happy holidays, and to all our listeners, have a great 2018.
Absolutely. That's Professor John Fischetti at 2NURFM 103.7.